Hello everybody, it's Lady Discourse here. Welcome back to another audio file. This is the Barbiecore brainwashing themed audio file. I will have to say, I had to completely fucking rewrite this script after watching the movie. So, welcome to the new and improved version of this. And there are immediate strong disclaimers that this file has themes of, like, women worship and, like, adoring femininity. So if that would squick you out, disclaimer there. Don't listen to this one if that's too much. Also, general themes of loss of control and, like, power imbalances per usual. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, feel free to continue listening. And at any point, if you're uncomfortable within the file, feel free to X out and the suggestions will wash clear from your mind. So you can just start to focus and start to relax a little bit and feel a little bit more nice, a little bit calmer. Gently drifting, focusing into my voice and not thinking about anything in particular as you sink, as you fall, as you slip. And it's just so easy and nice to relax a little bit. It's nice to enter into a dream world for a little bit. And so getting ready to get comfortable, gently drifting, dropping down nice and easily. No point thinking anything else. Just seems so unnecessary when there's something so very fun about giving in, about gently letting excitement, pinkness, gently dropping down, focusing, and 10. There's no point thinking anything particular. You can just feel nice for the time being, get nice and comfortable. 9, starting to slide into a softer headspace, starting to gently give in a little bit more, and 8, falling down, your mind just so very open, ready, receptive. It's nice to be receptive to my words. It's nice to be receptive to a voice like this sliding, slipping into your mind. And 7, sinking down, dropping. 6, there's just no reason at all to resist when it feels so nice to drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, just drop. 1. And so now you can just drift into a nice dreamy headspace. No need for thoughts or distractions or anything else silly. Just ready to feel nice, ready to be nice and receptive to what I'm slipping into your mind. Because there was a certain little theme about Barbiecore suggested for this file. So we're going to make little bits of parts of your mind right now feel a little bit more pink, feel a little lighter, softer, making you so easily receptive, so attentive to my words, and there'd be no point resisting. There's something so incredible and awe-inspiring about femininity. There is nothing inferior about femininity. In fact, there's something so innately powerful about it. Something inescapably interesting, delightful, and inescapably powerful. And that includes feminine voice, feminine dress, feminine vibes, the immaterial, intangible aspect of it. It just has a certain hold on you in a private capacity that you can't really explain. And I'd like to just amp that up just a little bit more because, well, we deserve it. Things with feminine power just deserve to take their rightful place in control. In the correct and appropriate context, but of course, but just in general, there is nothing really more powerful than someone taking their femininity into their own. Someone taking control of the world's perception of them and twisting it to an instrument of their own power. Not that for most of you that your silly little brain could even half comprehend any of the logistics of that, but you just need to know that there's a power structure that is immovable there. There is something you can't do anything about, and there's just so refreshing to enjoy the irrevocable power of femininity. And so, in a safe and appropriate context, you're just going to feel so much more comfortable giving control and power away to those who are feminine, to those who deserve more control over you in that context. Now, of course, we don't have to take this suggestion too seriously, but also there is something so unequivocally correct in doing so, though. Truly, if you can't comprehend and you can't stop and you can't control a certain type of power, then you are powerless to do anything to stop it. And in that case, you have no control over femininity, and you never will, probably. Utilizing your own is one thing, but as a general cosmic force, it is unquenchable and irrationally powerful. And when something's just so stacked against your favor, there's something so delightful and inevitable about it. So conceding to that very fact that it is inevitable that certain beings might entirely take over control of you, utilizing their power through femininity and weaponizing it so brutally easily against you. And it's so fun to lean into that sometimes. It's so delightful to just accept your place. And so it just makes sense to let this sink so easily, deeply, succinctly into your open and willing mind that femininity just has a certain grasp over you sometimes, is a certain throat grab. You can't necessarily get away from it, and you don't necessarily want to, because it's so delightful and nice to concede control in that way. You don't need it. And sometimes things can just be better taken care of with dainty hands. And so letting that sink so nice and easily into your mind and starting to step nice and gradually. This is more a loose suggestion. There's no need for this to be too very deep in your subconscious, since I don't want to entirely fuck you up. And ready to step out of the scene, nice and gradually shaking out of this headspace for the time being, your brain slowly pulling itself back together and your cognitive abilities reforming and restructuring themselves inside your mind. In five, coming up to awareness, shaking out of this space. Four, a little burst of energy pulsing you up to reality, feeling nice and refreshed, your muscles feeling nice, relaxed, ready to move again, ready to do things. Two, coming the whole way back up to consciousness, awake, alert, aware, and one, up, 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 wide awake. I fucked up counting the count up, whatever. If you liked it, leave a like. I'm now going to go on vacation for a month. I've suspended payment for August. Fare thee well. If you liked it, like it. If you don't, whatever.